What up, though? It's your boy CB. That's Chillby, and this is the Chill Bravado Podcast, where I bring you a series called Laker 82-16, and that's where we cover the grind of an 82-game long season where it takes 16 wins to get the chip in the end. We are coming out probably our biggest victory of the season as the Lakers spank in a close fashion the little brother Clippers, Los Angeles Clippers. Yeah, two games in a row. One thing the Hams figured out this year is how to beat the Clippers. And I'll say at the same time, it's like he wanted to give it back to him. At the end of the game, we had a 10-point lead, and it's feeling like that lead was evaporated in a matter of like 2 minutes. No timeouts given, but hey, we'll talk about Ham in a minute. But for the most part, you needed that win, man. You needed that. Let's talk about it. All that, we'll talk about, you know, some trade talks. We'll talk about Ham and his lineups. We'll talk about the games that are coming up here over the next coming weeks before we get to the trade deadline. Of course, you know, trades is in the air. We got to talk about it. All that and a little bit more next. All right, let's get right to it. Round of applause for this team pulling it off and getting the winning Clippers. We've seen that LBJ still reigns supreme as he dropped the hammer down on PG as he was trying to take a charge, but didn't realize he was kind of in no man's land, and then he kind of was too late to move out of the way, so he kind of had to, you know, eat that highlight. Nice poster there. Also, LeBron looked engaged, and I'm telling you, man, I think right now people have been quiet because AD's been playing well, but this team follows the energy of LBJ and LeBron. And the way he was guarding Kawhi, the way he was making an effort to really put forth that we were going to win this game, we needed to win this game, it's kind of a must-win game, especially for Darvin and Ham. LeBron's energy really carried, you know, a lot of weight with the other with his teammates and the shows. I mean, AD did AD things. Did AD things. I'll say it again because, I mean, he doesn't need much motivation to play defense and all that. His jumper is starting to come around. If you have not noticed, the jumper is falling. That's always a good sign, a great sign for when, because good teams, when they double team AD, they make it tough. And with Vando or Cam Reddish on the court, especially when Vando's on the court, we're starting not to like the Vando AD pairing if we're not going to have shooting around them. If AD gets on the block, they were guarding him with Norman Powell. And then they would have Zubac guard Vando, and then he would just come over and do the double. And you're not threatened by Vando's ability to shoot the three. Although I give Vando a little credit, they showed us that he was getting the ball in the paint and was actually looking to make the interior pass. You know, he hit Christian Wood one time. I think he tried to hit Anthony Davis on another occasion. They're starting to use him in different ways and not just camping him in the corner or just having him just slash through. And it's just not there yet. And you can tell Vando's getting healthier every game. So that's a good sign. But with Vando on the court and the guys being able to come and send that double team, I'm thinking AD is doing a whole lot better now with passing out of the double team. I know a team that used to give us trouble is a team we're about to play against next, but they don't have that coach anymore. Nick Nurse and his Raptors gave us a lot of trouble in the past since '80s came to LA, and we'll see what they do. That's kind of a preview, you know, of the next game, but we're going to stay on this Clipper game. We needed that win, man. Four losses in a row, you know, some tough where we play well, some where we just play sloppy and careless. Then others where we just got smacked, you know. Then there's the Grizzly game, who, you know, we shouldn't have lost that game at all. You get down to the end, and you've kind of survived the 3-point shooting of Marcus Smart and Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant, and then Bane comes on later on at the end, and you're getting beat on backdoor cuts by Zaire Williams. But you know, it got ugly, and then you kind of realize we're about to lose this game to the Memphis Grizzlies. Unfortunately, Ja Morant It's reported he got hurt at practice, so that's unfortunate. But, you know, getting back to the Lakers, man. Christian Wood and Max Christie. Those two names are something, some guys that I feel like should get more playing time. I know some people have their reservations on Christian Wood, and some really don't even know nor care about Max Christie. But these are two guys who I feel like they give us more two-way play than Cam Reddish, give us more two-way play than Jared Vanderbilt sometimes. So I feel like we have to work them in, and with Rui out right now, which is crazy because when Rui come back, somebody's minutes are getting cut. And I wouldn't be mad, you know, even though Cam hit a couple shots, he had some sloppy turnovers. I would not be mad if Max Christie was to cut into some of the Cam Reddish minutes. Vando's not starting again. I'm not too upset about that. I'm not mad about it at all. Let him work himself back in. Offensively, it's just not happening, you know, with him and Cam Reddish. AR is back in the starting lineup. He did not have his best day, but I think that was just because he had, you know, Terrence Mann on him. You know, these are big wing defenders, so this game was really geared toward his skill set, although he tried to, you know, put his imprint on the game. D'Angelo Russell, big threes, finally. After just going like 1-for-6 and just like struggling to make shots in this game, he comes on and he just gets three, then hits a heat check three. Then he got one of the worst bounce passes I've ever seen from Jared Vando. And he still was able to hit a three that caused the Clippers to call like another timeout, which I think was their last timeout. Didn't know what Ty Lue was doing there. But D'Lo is showing that although he's inconsistent, when he is on, he's very much needed. But can he give you that in the big moments? And can he do it over a long span of time? I think we know who D'Lo is. We know that he's very inconsistent. And, man, we just got to find a way to get a healthy, like, medium for him right now. We don't want to be too high, too low. So when the drop-off comes, or, you know, can we have a sustainable play that would keep us in position? When I come back, I'm going to take a break. I want to talk about this matchup. Then I want to kind of head into Darvin Ham and just my thoughts on him, that he's, quote, saved his job. Yeah, with one win. Now, that's not how the NBA works. It's not the NFL. You know, there's a lot of coaches that are not head coaches anymore after Black Monday. Being mine on the Falcons. Falcons want to find out, yeah. I'm going to touch on them guys later, too. But we'll come back. We'll talk about Darvin Ham and a little bit more next. All right, we are back, and before we move on, I'd like to thank you guys for tuning into the Chill Bravado Podcast, where I do Laker 216, the Fuck Around and Find Out series. And after you get finished listening to me, please lean over and find the All Things Sports Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Check out my boy, my brother JR, as he covers the world of sports. And yeah, he has a couple interviews or conversations, if you will, with your boy CB here, Chill B. And yeah, we have fun, man. So go check those out. Go check him out. And now let's get back to Laker business, because he just tends to not want to talk about the Lakers that much. I don't blame him. Just come on over and listen to me. But seriously, just looking at the schedule, kind of reflecting. You know, we beat the Clippers, but let's not ignore that we lost to the Grizz, we lost to the Heat, we lost to the Pelicans, we lost to the T-Wolves. The T-Wolves, I felt like we had a chance to win that game. Came down to some late-game execution, and they had Ant-Man. They have a go-to closing guy who is young enough to be able to have enough in the tank to, you know, to last at the end. We just didn't have it. The Pelicans, that just became a disaster. We just looked like we were ready to get off the road, finish the year off terrible. The Heat, sloppy, lifeless game. And it kind of tends to be the closer you get to trade season. These things tend to happen from time to time with certain teams. The Grizzlies, we should have won that game, but we did not. We did not defend the through ball well. We had a game plan. We was going to be okay letting certain guys shoot threes, and it burned us. But I feel like it's still a good win against the Clippers, although I feel like the Clippers didn't shoot that great. we were kind of even on everything. So that means they definitely shot down to their competition. They've been one of the hottest team, if not the hottest team in the league. James Harden, just, you know, if we can keep him to play an iso ball, that was in our favor with our bigger defenders. Allow him to get in pick and roll and drop the ball off to Zubac, who had a big night. That's not a formula for success with us, because that pulls AD away from the basket. And you know how that goes when you don't have another big five, you know, a big that can help you. Although Christian Wood, as much as people talk about him and as much as Darvin Ham DNP'd him for like a month, how do you, I say it again, you contact and you know, supposedly talk to him every day, you know, via text or call, and then you get in the part of the season and you go Jackson Hayes crazy, even when Jackson is struggling, and you don't try Christian Wood, but now you kind of had to go to Christian Wood because Jackson struggles so much. As far as just not being able to stay on the court and fouling, we're not using him the correct way. Anyway, he's not getting any type of pick and roll, you know, situation to get him going toward the rim as much. And, you know, we're just kind of not using him right, so it's not all on Jax. Christian Wood, though, playing next to AD and LeBron, he had big, you know, he had good minutes. And when you got a team like this where James, if he gets switched on James Harden, you're okay with Christian Wood standing there, because all he has to do is remember, AD's behind you. So now all I have to do is continue to play up on that, make sure he's not getting an uncontested shot, you know, and if he does try to bop and get by me, I have AD behind me, and I use my length when he tries to go back to the step back. Christian Wood did a good job on that. He also did a good job, you know, rebounding and scored the basketball pretty well, the three ball. It started to drop over the last couple games, so that's a good thing to see. Does Kawhi Leonard, as he's gotten a little older, feel like his athletic prime is starting to slip away? Because now LeBron is able to kind of guard him. And, you know, LeBron is the only, you know, not one of the few, I'll say, not only, one of the few guys who physically doesn't allow Kawhi just to bump people off and get to his spots. You know, LeBron is challenging him at the spots, so he just not having a shooting game. He got benched, so he's on like a minutes restriction toward the end, so it was kind of weird. But then he came back in, so we found out he was not hurt. But it seemed like that as Kawhi declines in his athleticism, it makes it for an easier matchup for a locked-in LeBron to be able to defend him. And as I've noticed, Kawhi is not able to defend LeBron as well as he did especially when he first got to the Clippers. LeBron didn't even want to dribble around the guy. Like, he would pick the ball up at, you know, two steps behind the three-point line. You can tell he was not comfortable in his bag. But now LeBron is treating him like any other guy, and I think that just has something to do with maybe getting older, and LeBron is kind of aging like fine wine, you know, via the hammer he dropped on PG. Sorry, JR. PG got baptized. But moving forward, and just looking – excuse me. I get choked up when I start talking about the Clippers, you know. But moving forward, these lineups still a little clunky. Playing Vando, TP, and Cam Reddish together still is a big struggle for me. I don't know, but it's still happening. But moving forward, the Raptors, they have been playing very well. They smacked Golden State. You know, all the hate and all the jokes I had about Golden State, the Lakers have plummeted right down there with them. So the Suns, the Lakers, and Golden State, man, they're all these teams with, you know, proven vets, older players, and you see what is going with them. These young guys are running them off the court. So I'm keeping my eye on Golden State, but Lakers are right there with them. Like, I think we're like two games apart from each other. So it's been a free fall for the Lakers as well as Golden State. And coming up against these Raptors, that we have to really, you got to put some respect on the name. Going to see some old friends, especially Dennis Schroeder over there. So we got them. Then we do face the Suns, who I think we face and have a good shot against them because we have big wings. And they don't have guys that are just going to beat us off the dribble and, you know, consistently. Like the guys that are really our kryptonite right now, the De'Aaron Foxes, the Tyrese Haliburton, if he was, you know, healthy and not playing us in the NCAA tournament. You know, Emmanuel Quickley, Tyrese Maxey, you know, all these guys who touch the paint and really, you know, force us to scramble and panic, and you get us in foul trouble and things like of that nature. They give us a big hassle. So the Suns are a team I feel like we physically can match up with and don't have the fear of them just, you know, coming downhill on us. But if they jump, shoot us to death, it is what it is. You know, it's like, what are we going to do? You know, if they make their shots, the Clippers could not make all their shots. And that was a benefit for us, winning a 106 to 103 game. The Suns probably got something to say about that, you know. And then we go against the Jazz, and the Jazz is a team who just smacked the Bucks by like 30, or at least had a 30-point lead at one time, and got their fans booing them, but can't sleep on them. And then we go into this stretch where I want OKC. We beat them before, but I want to see, was it a fluke? Was it a bad night for them? I want to see that matchup. Hopefully we're healthy. The Mavericks, we just really got to get them out. It's sick. It makes me sick that we can't beat this team. Yeah, I want the Mavs. I want the Mavs. None of these are back-to-back, guys. None of these are back-to-back. That's a good thing about it. Then we have the Nets and the Trailblazers. And these are two teams that I feel like we definitely have a chance to win against. So, and I'm saying all that because that's getting closer and closer to, you know, trade deadline time, which is February 8th. You know, Rui and Austin Reaves will be trade eligible on January 15th. Guys, just continue to start thinking about who you really want, because all the rumors are coming. One thing I don't really do, I don't do a lot of predictions of trades, but have at it, guys, because I have fun watching you guys hit the trade machine and, you know, just throwing out your ideas, even though some of them are ridiculous, and I think y'all are just a little too biased. I think people are going to give the Lakers that much, you know, so, but it's fun to see. That's really all I have, man. I just wanted to break down a little bit of the game with the Clippers, talk about the lineup issues. Ham, did he save his job? I don't really think he was that much of jeopardy, realistically. And now, if he was to get smacked by the Clippers in about 30 or something like that, it would make that seat get a little hotter. But let's see what we do against the Raptors, the Suns, and the Jazz. Let's see if we can rip off and get us a 4-game winning streak, and then head into OKC trying to get a fifth. But this team has to find a consistency to get ourselves out of this hole. We're currently in 10th, playing, you know, tournaments, you know, range. But we have time. Let's see if we have the game, okay? He got game. We got game. She got game. We all got game. And I think I was trying to say in the movie soundtrack when he got game, I ruined it. So that's just where I'll end it. And you guys have fun. Enjoy the games, whatever team you root for. But if you listen to this, I hope the Lakers are your number one option. I'll be back with you guys. Laker Attitude 16. Talk to you next time.